Okay, so we're picking up after a bit of a hiatus in the Bein Hazmanim on Daf Chavavim and Beis. We're going to start with the Omar Rabba, approximately 10 lines up from the bottom. The Omar Rabba. You have a volunteer to read? Any reason why we're looking at that biography of the Sdei Shammai?
It was open. Did you look at it yesterday?
No, maybe. Maybe Daniel did. Huh? Oh, okay. I don't know, I'm taking responsibility.
Well, it's like, when you make sure the guy's plugged in. No, it is? Yeah, it's plugged in.
It's completely set. I think it's under my chair.
Well, no, it's as long as it's part.
Well, something's tall. Oh, it's just beautiful. Okay, are you about to read?
Yeah.
Excellent. Do we have someone on the line?
Right.
Good. So in the first case, Rabba says, if a person throws a vessel off the roof and someone else comes along and swats it in midair and breaks it with a stick, that person is potter. Why? Because he, the one who wielded the stick, mana tavir tavar, he broke a essentially broken vessel. Yes? Good. Rashi? Zorak.
Zorak. Baal hakli, kli mi rosh adar. The owner of the kli throws a kli off the roof.
Okay. Potter. Zesha Shavro B'makel, the one who swatted it with a stick, the one who used it as a pinata, he's potter. Kodem Shirasa. What do you mean Kodem Shirasa? You broke it. What do you mean Kodem Shirasa?
He smashed it in the air before it like smashed up.
Before it experienced its destined Shvira, right? Good. Why is he potter? Sharei, so far li shaver. So far li shaver. It was destined to be broken. It was essentially broken. And all he did was break it. But it was already broken already. What's noteworthy about Rashi?
That he's pointing out that which guy we're referring to is potter.
Okay, good. What's absent from for that? What about the first Rashi? Zorak. Read the case. What who's throwing this keli?
The owner.
Yeah, the owner's throwing it.
Well, from the Gemara,
you don't know.
From the Gemara, doesn't make any mention of who's throwing the keli.
Right.
Right. What does Rashi say is the case? The Baal HaKeli. Why is the Rashi so sure that the Baal HaKeli?
Because the second guy is potter.
Because the second guy is potter?
So thus, it sounds like the...
Let's say the two of us got together for whatever reason.
And neither of us owned the cleat.
Yeah, let's say, you know what, we want
to
get it Avi for whatever reason.
One of us, we would have to say what both of us are. It only says that the smasher is potter.
Right.
If you were the owner, it would then have to say whether you were high or potter.
Okay, good. So what Daniel is saying is that apparently Rashi understood from the fact that the Gemara was silent as to the rule or the ruling of the thrower, of the Zorek, therefore it must be that it was the Baal HaKeli that threw it. Is that what you're saying?
Okay. The Gemara is silent.
Yeah. In other words, the Gemara should have to tell me the din regarding the one who throws the keli. By not, you're basically telling me that it's not really significant. Well, why is it not significant? It must be a case where I'm throwing my own keli. Of course I'm not high for that. Nothing to talk about. And that's what the Rush says. Let's take a look at the Rush together, because the Rush explains Rashi in that way, but then proceeds to ask a question on Rashi. And we'll see that there's something of a machlokas here between Rashi and the Rush. For those that are using the standard edition of the Talmud, if you look in the Rush, page 248, Simon Tet Zion. It's the second to last Simon in the Perek Sheini. Simon Tet Zion. You want to do the honors?
He has a page.
Which one came up first on the Wikipedia?
Good. Rabbi Osho Ben Yechiel. So everyone has the place? Everyone who wants to has the place. Go ahead, Daniel. Do the honors.
All right. Amar Rabba. Zarek.
Amar Rabba.
Rabba.
Zarek. Zarek.
Zarek. The Rosh Hagag. Vacher.
The Shavro.
Shavro. And Makil.
Yeah, Zach, you have it? Okay.
Pator. My time up. Mana Tvira Tavar.
Okay, it's no surprise. That's basically a recap of the Gemara. Go ahead. Good, you're doing great. The Kavan de Bavada Yishaver, since this Keli is definitely going to break, then what?
Chashiv
Kishavor Mishat Zrika. It's like it's broken already. I throw it now, and since I know it's going to break, I set up a situation in which it must break. Therefore, I view it as broken. So when someone else comes along and swats it out of the air, what did he do? He swatted a broken keli. So the zorko in that case would otherwise be chayiv.
So we're implying from here. I mean, you can imply from here that
you can infer from here.
You can infer that if it was not the Baal throwing it, then that person would be chayiv.
I don't know if that's an inference. I think that's pretty explicit. He says, if you throw this keli and someone hits it, so the one who hits it throw is hitting a broken keli. V'chayev hazorko.
This is showing right,
whoever throws it.
Yeah.
This is showing how Rashi made his inference.
Well, we're not up to Rashi yet.
Maybe that's why the Gemara didn't say it. This is making it too strong. Why do I need to know who's
going? Oh, slow. Let's take it slow. So right now, the Rosh says the thrower would be chayev because he was the one that basically saw to it that this keli would be broken. Right? That's right. Alright, but the Meshaber, the swatter, if you will, he's Potter. Good. Kiresh.
Rashi explains that the thrower is the owner of the vessel.
Right. A little louder if you can. Good. So what motivated Rashi to say that it was the Baal HaKeli? Because Rabba was silent as to the din of the Zorik. Like you said. Okay, good. Keep going. You're doing great.
Velo Nehira.
So that's Rashi. But you know what the Rosh says? I have a problem. It's not clear. Velo Nehira, it's not clear. Go ahead. What does that mean? What's milta de pshita?
It's obvious.
It's poshut.
Milta, like, really?
Milta is a thing, a matter.
How the matter is
poshut. Matter is poshut. It's a thing that's poshut. It's simple. What's so poshut?
The potter. Aveda is a loss.
So the Rosh is saying, one second, of course he's Potter. This is what's called an Aveda Midas.
He's lost his mind.
No.
Is that first question?
He took this loss with his intent.
What's that?
He destroyed his item, for instance, with his intent.
He willingly, knowingly, intentionally assumed the loss. So of course he would be Potter. Of course he'd be Potter. The thrower, if he's the Baal HaKeli, the thrower is the balakeli, and he throws it to veda midas in the parlance of the rush, and therefore it's milta the pshita. So what's his problem? So let's hear him out a little bit. Let's
further simple.
What's the kasha of the Rosh?
Why did it skip?
If you're talking about the Baal HaKeli, if in fact it's the Baal HaKeli, as you say, Rashi, then what? Then it's possible that there's no, we'll use the term advisedly, potter. That there's no responsibility. There's no one that's, there's no obligation. Yeah, Vloni here. It's not clear. Why are you saying that, Rashi? Milsa pshita. Why do you have to tell me that? Right? Why do you have to tell me it's the Baal HaKeli? If it's the Baal HaKeli, I know it's pasha that he's going to be. There's no obligation. That there's no chiyuv. Why da aveda midasi? So if that's the case, why would the Gemara have to use what lashon?
So it has no reason to use the lashon of chayim or pater for the Baal
No.
For the Zorik.
Right, why do you have to tell me the Zorik is pater because of Mana the Tavir Tavar? If I'm throwing off my keli off the top of the roof, the reason why you should, the Rosh is saying, the reason why you should be exempt when you hit it is because it's an Aveda Midas. Basically, I know it's going to be broken. It doesn't matter that it's destined to be broken or not. I took it. It's like I threw caution to the wind and said, okay, who cares what happens?
Right, but
what does the guy expect when he throws off the roof? Slow. What?
The Rosh is first saying that it's possible that if it was about a Kli,
that he would be potter, meaning the man on the ground.
Right.
The guy on the ground.
The Rosh is assuming that the guy on the ground knows that the person on top had intent for this item to be broken.
No, he doesn't have to.
Why not?
You see a guy throw a vessel off the top of his roof, what do you think he thinks is going to happen?
Come on. There's nothing there.
We're not talking about the second case. This is not the second case. This is the first case. No cushions, no pillows.
Yeah, you throw clear, you're assuming guys care about it.
Yeah, you see a guy taking a vase and throwing it off the roof. What do you say?
It.
You go look at. No, you see Zorik. It's not like he's. He's not setting his table on his roof and you see it slip out of his hand. You see it throwing it.
What's that chain from the stage right before?
Chain?
Huh?
Not fun.
Right before that we had the guy
Valona
who,
Hira.
The guy who throws it would have been caught if he hadn't been
Baal. The mils of the pshita he. It's poshut. The potter hamishaber. See, you asked me why he used the term potter for. He's not talking about the thrower. He's talking about the mishaber. The potter hamishaber, the aveda midasi.
So he's saying.
See, before when we first looked at this, what do we think, Rosh meant? Oh, it's Pashut, that the thrower is Potter. He's not talking about the thrower. He's talking about the guy at the bottom. The guy in the bottom is Potter. It's Pashut that he's Potter. Why?
His problem is that the Gemara is not listing the Zorik's culpability, and instead is listing the hitters.
That's
the Zorik should be the question, and the
he's saying that's what Rashi. That's what motivated Rashi to say that it was the Baal HaKeli through the vessel, right? Because the Gemara didn't make any reference to the thrower, so it must be, said Rashi, the case where the thrower is the Baal. And that's why we don't need to be told what the din is regarding the thrower. But the Rosh says there's a problem with that. What's the problem with that? The problem with that is that the Gemara gives a specific reason why the swatter is potter.
And he should be obviously potter.
He's obviously potter. You don't need to give me a svara, a mona tavira tavar. It's poshut. You throw your thing off the roof, you're basically saying goodbye and good luck.
So Rashi has a bigger problem with what the thrower is than he does with the swatter.
Rashi?
The Rosh would rather we explain in the Gemara what's happening with the Zorik? What's happening with the Shabbat?
The Zorik?
The Zorik.
Well, Rosh is just asking Kasha on Rashi right now. Right? We're going to have to explain what the basis for this machlokas is. Let's go a little further, okay? In the Rosh, if you don't mind. He's going back to that idea. that Aveda Midasi, Vahavi Ki'il Hef Kiruhu Bailim. If in fact it was the Baal who was throwing it, you'd have a problem with trying to prove from here that what? That Basar Me'ikara Azlinan. Because I'll tell you, no. Even Azlinan Basar Sof, I'll still tell you Potter. Why? Aveda Midasi. You can't bring me a raya from here. You can't bring me a raya from here that we go Basar Me'ikara if it was the Baal HaKeli. Because if it was the Baal HaKeli who threw it, even if the rule was Basar Sof Azlinan, it would still be a case of Potter.
Why?
Because Aveda Midas.
But I don't understand why Aveda Midas would be Sofa.
What's that?
I don't understand why the Aveda Midas would be for the
even if you say Sofa, even if you say Basar Sofa Azlinan, the result will still be the same. The result would be, if in fact it was the Baal HaKeli who threw it, it would still be Potter. Why? Oh, because it's Aveda Midas. Oh, because when you threw the keli out the window, it was basically as good as broken? Well, they're going to say, you're the owner, you threw it out the window, and you're basically showing, you're demonstrating that you don't care about this thing anymore. You can't have a taina on me. You basically cut off all ties with the vessel.
Right.
So that's what Bezdin's going to say.
I
wouldn't need this answer in the Gemara. I wouldn't need Mana the Tir Tavar. Yeah, if you were right, Rashi, exactly. If you were right, Rashi, that it was the owner that was throwing, then what? I wouldn't need the Gemara to tell me Mana the Tir Tavar. Elamai. Since the Gemara is telling me the reason is it's Mana Tavir Tavar, what must it be? It must be that it wasn't the Baal HaKeli that was Zorei. By virtue of the fact that I have to tell you the reason why you're exempt as the swatter is because you broke a broken vessel, what must that mean? It must mean that you're wrong, Rashi. It wasn't the owner that threw it. Because then I don't need Mana Tavir Tavar. According to the Rush.
Yeah. Okay.
So instead of monitoring its tower, it would just be able to say
Aveda Midas. Let's say like this. Let's say you throw something down the garbage disposal, right? And then I come by afterwards and I fish it out and I take it. What's someone going to say? Oh, you can't take that.
No, I can't take it.
Exactly. That's what the Rush is saying. According to Rashi, I don't need a fancy svara.
I don't need to be the Baal HaKeli, that's what you're saying. I don't need to be the Baal HaKeli.
Well, it depends on what vantage point you're looking at it from. If you're starting with what the Gemara says, if you're taking the language of the Gemara, the Rush is saying, Mana the Tavira Tavar would not be necessary in the case where the owner is the one that's throwing it away. Because I'll just say, it's the owner throwing it away. Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen. Let's take two.
I don't get why is he bothering this whole. I don't know. It's not like a.
Because Rashi says that it was.
Rashi's saying the case is a certain case. And Rashi's saying no, that's not the case.
It can't be the case. And if it was the case of Baal, then the Gemara should have said not Tavira Tavar.
I don't have to say that.
It should have been. What's it called?
Why can't it say that?
Because then Rashi can't come along and say that it was the Baal, because Tavira Tavar could be anyone. It could have been anyone throwing it in that case.
The end of the Gemara makes it sound like it doesn't matter who the Zarek
was. Right.
Versus Rashi saying the way it's set up makes it sound like Zarek has to be the Baal. No, Zarek can be anyone.
According to the Rush, as we'll see in a minute, we haven't gotten to where he says what the pshat is. But according to the Rush, basically it can't come out. Let's say you throw it, and Avi swats it, and it belongs to Yoni. Right? So according to Rashi... According to Rashi, if that was the scenario, then the Gemara should have said something about you. The Gemara should have told us what the rule is about you. But it doesn't. Oh, so what do you see from there? That it's the owner that throws it. The Rush says, well, what do you mean the owner throws it? If the owner throws it, you don't need to tell me that Avi swatting it is potter because you set it in motion. That's not why. It's a Aveda Midas. Now you're asking, why is this such a significant thing? Well, let's wait one more second.
Just wait and see.
The second question is more of a technical one, and that is that the Gemara in Yud Zayin, if Rashi was correct, could not use our Gemara as a proof that what? That Basar Tchila is Nion.
So the whole first discussion was on question one.
Everything that I said up until now was question one of the Rush on Rashi. Question two of the Rush is essentially a furtherance of the same question, just applied differently. And that is that, Rashi, you can't be right. It can't be that it's the Baal HaKeli, because the Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin uses our Gemara as a proof that Basar Tchila is Leon. Yeah? And if, in fact, it's Basar Tchila is Leon, if it's Basar Tchila is Leon, if we look to the beginning of what was done initially, Tchila.
That it must have been that we're talking about that the Veda case, where the Veda idea, where he didn't care for it anymore.
If you'll tell me, I'm sorry, not Basa Tchila, Basa Meikara. It's the same. It means the same thing. Basa Meikara. But I'm sorry, you might be able to write two words. I'm not sure. So you don't have to like erase it and cross it out. Basa Meikara means the same thing. Good. Good choice. Basa Meikara Azlinan says you can't bring. You would not be. If Rashi were correct, the Gemara and Yud Zayin couldn't bring our Gemara as a proof that Basa Tchila, the Basa Meikara Azlinan. Why not? Because the Gemara might not necessarily stand for that proposition, right? Meaning the reason why you might be Potter is even though we hold Basar Hashta Azlinan, Basar Sof Azlinan, still you'll say Potter. In other words, we'll look at the last thing in the continuum that happened, and we'll say that's the Koveya. Even if that were true, that we would say Basar Sof, it could still be that this would be Potter. Why? Because Aveda Midas. That's right. If you hold it to Baal HaKli, if you tell me that the fact pattern involves the Baal HaKli, then this is not a good proof text.
What does it say on your Zion days?
Well, we'll have to get to that. Yeah, that's the discussion when they go Basar Meikara or not. Okay?
So,
is the cause in fact of the destruction, then still it would come out to be Potter, because here it's the Baal HaKeli throwing his thing out the window. Yes, Zach. Go, let's read further. That's what the Rush's Lashon actually is. The Rush's Lashon is, take a look, a little right there.
So the Gemara does try to use this section to prove.
The Gemara does use this, not tries to use it, does use it.
As a proof that it's accepted.
Right. Rush uses that lotion. It's like Hefker.
Would the Rush's problem with it?
The Rush.
Would his problem with this stand if the Gemara used it as a proof and then rejected it in the end? Like if they brought it up as a possibility.
I don't know. Forget about that. We have enough to deal with before we get to
basic Gemara. Like, can you just because
the Gemara uses this as a proof?
Right, but if they said it as a proof somewhere else, it could be disproved, which doesn't like.
No, if it was raised and then rejected, no, he wouldn't have a problem with that.
Since it's accepted, it's raised as the proof.
Since it's a proof.
A proof of being accepted. Not just an opinion that's rejected. I'm saying if it's rejected.
Well, proof. By proof, I mean proof positive. I mean accepted proof.
Right.
Since it's an accepted proof that we go Basar Meikara. I mean, am I lying to you? Kind of complicated way of getting there, but yes. All right. So what does the Rush say instead? He rejects Rashi. What does he say instead? Hilkach. What are we talking about? Hilkach. Therefore.
Zarko Acher.
What's Pshat? What does that mean?
Some other guy.
Someone else. Third party. We'll call him a third party.
Nigeria?
I beg your pardon?
The next word? Nigeria? very far off of it?
Mairi.
Mairi. Right.
Not so far. Hilkach bezorko acher Mairi. What does Mairi mean? We're dealing with. Zorko acher Mairi. We're dealing with a case where someone else threw it. Third party. Okay. Good.
The Farish Rabba. Tama Mishum de.
Mishum de Mona de Tvira Tavar. Since Rabba gives the reason for the patur of the swatter as being Mona de Tvira Tavar, so therefore what? Mamela Yadana de Hazorit Chayav came to Bavadehe Omeli Shaver.
So the. The reason the Zarek's punishment is
Zorek. The reason why Zorek.
What's Zarek?
What's what?
Zarek is the throw.
Zorak is the past Zorek tense. Zorek is a Zorek is the thrower.
Okay.
It could also be the present tense of the verb.
Okay.
But as a noun, it's the thrower. Who's Zorek? He's throwing right now. Who's Zarak? He threw past tense.
So the Zorek isn't mentioned because if the swatter is putter, he's chayav.
If he's putter because of mona de tvira tavar,
that shows us.
What does that mean?
It shows us the zorek.
It means
chayav.
The one who threw it is the one that made it in mona de tvira.
So that's why it didn't have to mention.
It's pashut.
Why?
One second before you ask a question. Do you got the? What are you saying? Shot. Let's get the shot before you ask me a question.
Well, my question
is on the chat.
Yeah.
Shot.
Okay.
Yeah, basically. Why? I understand why it doesn't necessarily have to be a Baal Kelly, but why can't it be?
He's saying it can't be because then.
Because the Lashon Gemara doesn't fit with it being.
It wouldn't say, right, it wouldn't have to say Manan to Tavir Tavar, and it wouldn't be a proof. That's
this last point. Part is just the instead.
So now, since I know it can't be the Baal Kelly, says the Rush, then what? It must be Acher. Oh, if it's Acher,
right, okay.
What about Rashi's problem? That's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because it's Pasha. Since the Gemara's reason for the Patur is Mana de Tvira Tavar, and that's why the hitter is Pater, the swatter is Pater, what does that tell you? It tells you that somewhere else along the line it became Mana de Tvira. How? Oh, because someone else threw it off the roof. He's Chayef.
So what should it have said? It was Baal Keli. What should it have said? What should that have said? Nothing? Doesn't mean to say anything.
If it was the Baal Keli,
yeah.
then it would have had to say Aveda Midas, according to the Rosh. According to the Rosh, it would say Aveda Midas and nothing
that's
about.
The I'm saying like, other, you know.
So now you're asking a different question. You're asking, okay, Rashi, obviously.
Doesn't fit with the Rosh.
Well, it's a machlokes.
Right.
It's a machlok. Right. So now what you're asking is, can we try to explain the machlokes between Rashi and the Rosh?
Right.
The first
I mean,
step,
I understand why
the first step to doing this, the first step to doing this is to understand the Rashi and the Rosh.
Right, because according to the Rosh, mana tavir tavar,
mana de tvira tavar, yeah,
we make it pasha that's about that's about
that it's not the Baal Keli. That's right. So what you're asking, without saying in so many words, is, well, what about Rashi? Didn't Rashi understand that there were going to be these potential problems? How did Rashi view this? Why wasn't Rashi bothered by the Rosh's problems? Right, that's really what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So another way of saying that is, well, what's the machlokas over here now? Now that we understand factually Rashi, and we understand factually the Rosh, now we could try to understand the svaris behind the two opinions.
How do you both understand the three words of man? Tavir, Tavir.
All right, either that's what they're arguing over. Either they're arguing over how to understand Mana de Tvir Tavar, or maybe they're also arguing over Aveda Midas. Maybe that's part of the Machlokes. This term that the Rush introduces over here and says, oh, this Mana de Tvir Tavar, I'm sorry, Aveda Midas, maybe that's part of the Machlokes. So let's take it slow. Questions?
Just to confirm the Rush.
Confirm.
We are now.
But let's continue. So now, what are we left with here? We have this machlokas of the Rashi and the Rush. Rashi and the Rush. What does Rashi do with this terminology that the Rush introduces called Aveda Midas? Right? So according to the Rush, the notion of Aveda Midas would suggest that what? If the Baal HaKeli would be Zorek, then it's Pasha, the person on the ground would be Pater. Because of Aveda Midas. But what about Rashi? What does Rashi say? Rashi apparently says, again, we're just speaking out more of the pshat now. Rashi apparently says, no, it's not so true. Not so pasha. Because again, Rashi has the same Gemara that we have. Rashi's learning that that ultimately the thrower is the owner. The swatter is another person. The swatter is potter because of manan tefiyur tavar. What about aveda midas? Why doesn't aveda midas tell us that the swatter is potter? The Rashi says no. Once you know about aveda midas, it's poshut that the swatter is potter. Rashi says no. You still need the chiddush of manan tefiyur tavar. That's point number one that we have to make mention over here. Okay? So what would you say?
So we got our facts?
We got the facts. Facts are all laid out.
Facts are all laid out.
Let's just try to focus on this notion of Aveda Midas. Let's just focus on the concept of Aveda Midas. The Rush says Aveda Midas tells you that the Shover is Pater, Pashut. Rush says no. Without the concept of Manad Tfir Tavar, I still would not know that the person on the ground is Pater, even when it's Aveda Midas, or even when it's the Baha Keli, let's put it that way, even when it's the Baha Keli.
So we are inferring that Rashi knows about Aveda Midas?
Well, he knows, let me put it this way, he knows that the Baal HaKeli is the one that's throwing it. The question is, how does he interpret that action? Okay. Is the Baal HaKeli's throwing it off the roof tantamount to Aveda Midas? Let's focus on that question. What would you say about that? See what I'm saying?
Say that question one time.
Yeah, what we're saying is like this. According to the Rush, when I throw my own keli off the roof, doesn't matter what happens after that, because Aveda Midas. What's Rashi's response to that? No, that's not true. That's not true that it's Aveda Midas necessarily. I still need Manad Tfir Tavar to tell me that the swatter is Potter. Because if not for that fact, when I throw my own keli off the ground, off the roof, rather, the person who hit it could still be chayav, if not for the fact that manat tfir tavar. I aveda midas? No, Rashi apparently doesn't buy into aveda midas on some level. So what I'm asking is why? What is it? What according to the Rush is necessary? What's necessary on the part of the owner to make the keli accessible to others, to make it open season on this keli? What's necessary? Well, that's the Rush. That's sufficient for the Rush. The fact that I'm throwing it off the roof is sufficient. For Rashi, that's not enough.
Rashi also need the fact that it's now in a status of broken when it's going.
Yeah, you know, but that's not the reason. That's the explanation as to why I'm putter on the ground. But what I'm asking is like this: the Rush says I've basically abandoned my keli. Why isn't Rashi convinced that I've abandoned my keli? That's the question that I'm trying to ask now.
I mean, it need not be complete. It's not guaranteed that it's Well, maybe you could say that the ownership of the keli doesn't disappear until the actual heft is destroyed.
Maybe because the other guy has no right to break something. It's still not his item to break. That's why it has to be involved. That's why it has to be involved, keli.
But why? You're right. But I was like, why?
So the ownership of the keli.
Do we have a Rambam here? Is there a Rambam?
Because the Baal keli has the right to do that.
Which one? Zeilava Aveda, Perik Yid Aleph, Halof Yid Aleph.
That's interesting.
Okay, Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph. Gzeil Vaveli, Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph.
Are we all ready?
Okay, please, read it into the record, please.
Ma'abed Mamono, Ladas, Ein Nizikin, Nizakakin, Lo.
Okay, what does that mean, Ein Nizakakin, Lo? So if you see a guy walking down the street and he's intentionally taking his things, his money or his property, and he's throwing it away intentionally. What's that? Mabit. No, he's causing a loss to himself. He's purposely.
Oh, okay, fine. It's not considered nizikin from though.
No, Enis Kakin Lo. That's the whole thing?
Here's a phone call.
Enis Kakin Lo. You don't have to return it. You don't have to return it to him.
He's cucking? He means to return?
You're not bound to him. You're not bound to return it to him. You see a guy with his pockets. He's pulling out his pockets. And he's pulling out all the money in his pockets. And he's going. Let's assume the guy's not nuts. Yeah. Dumping out all his pockets. So you're not machliv to go pick up and say, hey, mister, you lost or something. He's clear doing it. He's intentionally doing it on purpose.
He's doing it deliberately.
He's doing it deliberately. Okay? Keep going.
Ketzad, how is this? Haniach parto berefes.
Paraso.
Paraso. He puts his cow.
Puts his cow in a refes.
In a refes.
In a corral.
He corralled the cow.
Okay.
You want? No, nothing? Okay. She'en la delas, that had no door.
No door.
V'lo kishera v'halach.
He didn't tie it up. He didn't lock it up. Just puts his cow like in an open place where he basically knows, come back later, the cow is going to be gone.
Did he forget?
No.
He's just a lazy guy.
There's no forgetting here. He puts his cow in a place where he basically knows that there's no reason why it should stay there. Okay. That's the case. Okay?
Yeah.
Keep going.
V'halachlo. Kiso b'rishus harav.
Another case. He took his wallet and he threw it in the middle of the street. Then he emptied out his wallet in the middle of the street.
V'halach.
And he went.
Kol kiyu.
Right? And he went on his way. He went on his merry way.
Can you make that noise?
What noise?
That.
The giddy up noise?
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Okay.
You know, I don't understand exactly the cow. Because it says he corralled it, but there's no...
He basically put it someplace where there's no expectation for the cow to stay there. That's all.
It says, ain't no delit.
There's no door.
Yeah, no door.
In other words, you mean on the top of the mountain.
There's no...
Why does that have to be on top
of
the mountain?
Nothing's blocking it.
Why'd you say that?
It could be the bottom of the valley.
It could be anywhere.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I thought that this meant that he corralled it.
No, it could be his backyard.
He put, right,
not,
he put his cow...
There's no door.
He put his cow in his front yard. It's his property. But there's no way, there's no reason for the cow to stay there. And I know that. I said, okay, here.
What does the word refet mean?
Cow shed.
Yeah. Refet, I believe, is a corral, but it's not closed.
It's not closed.
Ain't no delet.
I thought it was the opposite.
Right, that's the
there's
first
no
first
delet as in
no
he's
door.
Locked.
It can't get out. Fuck. That's what I thought originally also.
Oh, no, fuck here. It means that there's fences on, let's say, three sides, but the fourth side is open.
Oh, okay.
Delet is missing. Sorry?
Oh,
Mission P. This is constantly working. Yes, I got it. Okay, let's
corral the troops.
Yeah, let's bring it back in, okay? Well, this is important. This is very important. So what does the Rambam say? And anything similar to this? Anything similar to this?
Same idea.
Yeah, anything similar where I do anything to demonstrate that I basically, I don't care about X, or I don't care about
the owner?
The owner, yeah, of course.
So Hareza Eved Mamono Ledato.
Hareza
Eved Mamono Aved.
Ebed Mamono?
Ebed. Ebed Mamono Ledato.
Yeah, that's this term, right? Keep going, 1 second. This is important. Rabbi Isai, please.
Va'afal pi, she'asur l'roe davar zeh, lito, am I reading the wrong thing?
You're reading beautifully.
Okay, because I actually switched
no,
up.
No, you're doing great.
It just happens. Ba'amfapisha usar le roe davar ze lito la antmo ena zakuk lahachzir shinemar asher tovod prat le maber dato.
Prat what?
Prat le ma'abed dato.
Okay? So what is the Rambam saying? The Rambam stands for the following proposition.
Rambam.
Rambam. What the Rambam is saying that when you see someone who's ma'abed his nechasim, bidas, ma'abed mamono, or his property, bidas, you're not allowed to take it. You're not allowed to take it, but you're not mechuyev to return it. That's the Rambam. Okay, again, you're not mechuyev, ain't his kakin lo, lashivo, you're not mechuyev to...
You can't take it.
But the Rambam says, no, you can't take it. You're not allowed to take
still,
it.
It's still sort of be... stealing his stuff, but
you popped it from Hashavas Aveda,
right?
But it's not yet what
your property.
It's not hefker.
That's be it's not hefker. A couple weeks or something?
Whatever, that's a separate rule. We don't know about that. It doesn't matter right now when it becomes hefker. But right now, that act is not an act of hefker. So ma'abed, well, we'll call aveda midas, according to the Rambam, is not hefker. Aveda midas is not hefker.
That answers Rashi.
Well, it doesn't answer Rashi. It just shows that Rashi has a chava. Rashi Rashi apparently agrees with the Rambam. We still have to explain why. Yeah, but just let me get to the tour. It so happens, the tour is of the opinion that aveda midas is hefker, and you can take it. Okay. That's right. So what did you say? Hefkerized?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now the question is like this. Why would you say aveda midas is yes equal to hefker, tur, and apparently rush? And why would you say aveda midas is not tantamount to hefker, Rashi, Rambam?
Nobody says it's not tantamount to hefker.
Rambam clearly says that. Rashi clearly says that.
First, we see how this answers the question.
Rush holds it is hefker. Tour holds it is hefker. Rashi and the Rambam hold it's not hefker.
Right, and the big deal being that since Rashi holds it's not hefker, therefore now we see why it still requires a specific.
Mana Tavir Tavar, that's right.
For the guy.
That's right. That's why you still need the Svara, the Chiddush, the Chiddush of Mana Tavir Tavar. But the question is, why would these not become hefker?
So now we have refined the question to. Why is it Aveda Midas hefker?
Not why is it or why is it not an act of hefker?
Nice.
Okay. So I'll leave this question on the table and we'll pick up with this tomorrow, and then we'll move on to the second case. Okay, but this is the question we're going to pick up first thing tomorrow. Okay. Good to see you, Zach. Welcome back. Oh, he's fast on the draw. Right off. That's it.